Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Christine, welcome back from Nambole. Where's Dennis? He has gone back to Nambole. Okay. Hallelujah. Other issues. There was no food. I had the first game, there was no food. I had Namanya Mark was saying on UBC. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Praise, good to see you. I hope home is okay. Your siblings, after what happened some time ago. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, Flora, good to see you. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good all the time and all the time.
God is good, and that's
His nature. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the last time I preached here, I was telling us that that God loves us, all right? That God does what? That God loves us. And Joanne came and continued in the same line, saying that since God loves us, since God is our Father, we should be bold. We should have the courage, the confidence to ask big. Hallelujah. To ask what? To ask big. So I hope you asked big, and I hope you're asking big. Glory be to God. Yes, I recognize this lady. I think I saw you in the district is called, don't tell me. I went there my first time to go in that district was many years ago, like 2011, but I've forgotten it. But it was Ukat from Bushen, isn't it? It's called? Yes. That's it. Yes, I saw her. You remember? We gave a lift up to somewhere. Yeah, good to see you. What are you doing in Buganda? Yeah? You're supposed to be Buera or Kasese? Oh, you came to visit her. Okay, good to see you. Hallelujah. Now you know that all the people you're with in the car are born again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Mr. Balo, how is Nambole? My wife was asking me when we were watching the match that is that natural grass or plastic grass? So now you can answer.
It's natural grass.
Mm-hmm.
With 5% unnatural grass.
Mm. Okay. No, you don't tell me, you tell her. Which is all you wanted to know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, so I told you that God loves us, okay? It was just a reminder, but also to emphasize. Sometimes we can be caught up by so many other things, and we forget that actually God loves us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the ways we can gauge that we have shifted from the knowledge of God's love for us is when we begin to worry. Okay, when we begin to worry, yes, we begin to worry. Okay, worrying, most especially for things we can't do anything about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so when we worry, we have ceased trusting God. We have ceased realizing or remembering that God loves us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So never forget. And you always be here and elsewhere that God loves you. Hallelujah. And no one can love you like God. No one can love you like who? Like God. Glory be to God. This seems to be a very simple thing because, like, Nkwanz has heard it ever since she was in Sunday school. She was 3. God loves you. Like, it can cease to mean anything. Okay? But actually, that's the most important thing you'll ever hear, that God loves you. Okay? When you read the Bible, the whole message in the of the Bible is the love of God. The love God has for mankind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? There's someone who said, and it's true, and I gave Mark Unamanya that homework some time ago, I think last year or this year, that if you want to know what the Bible is about, read the first 3 chapters of the Bible. The person here who knows how to do the homework I give them is what? Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to know what the Bible is about, read the first 3 chapters of the Bible. Okay? Who knows the first 3 chapters of the Bible? The first 3 chapters of the Bible. What are they? But it is not a trick question. The first 3 chapters of the Bible, do you know them? It's not a trick question. Okay? First 3 chapters of the Bible. Huh? Nkwazi, yeah, she knows them, yes. Let's give her a big hand clap as she answers. It is Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 3. It's not a trick question. Glory be to God. Nkwazi is like, oh. Okay? This is what I always tell my daughter, Abigail, concerning math. Very often, they are not trick questions. Okay? But sometimes when someone has told you that math is hard, even when you say a simple thing, you somehow think it can't be that. Glory be to God. And read the first 3 chapters of the Bible and the last 3 chapters of the Bible. Now, that question is for adults. What are the last 3 chapters of the Bible? Don't look at your Bibles, okay? Okay? Who can I embarrass and they won't feel bad? Esther, should I? No, this Esther. Okay? Someone who's okay with being embarrassed. An adult. Hallelujah. Martinson, you're an adult.
I believe it's 20, 21, and 22.
There's no... of what?
Of Revelation.
So there's no 23? Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so now when you read the first 3 chapters, you see in the beginning where everything was perfect, then man, who was created in a perfect condition, messed it up, isn't it? Basically, things went bad. All right? Now, in the last 3 chapters of the Bible, you see God beginning to restore everything, to restore man, to restore the earth, to take us back to as things were before, and even better, isn't it? Okay, so that means that between Genesis 3 and Revelation 20, God is in the process of restoration. Okay, and essentially it is to bring back man to himself. Glory be to God. Isn't that love? Bring back man to himself. Of course, it's a process and it has been a long process, okay? When you look at it from the perspective of man. Because to us, time is really long, isn't it? Okay? But anyway, it is about restoration. Okay? Restoration. Okay? We see God getting someone, a man. Then he's like, I'm going to give you a family. And through that family, a restorer will come, isn't it? And that is basically Abraham. You remember? He said that in your seed, all the families of the earth, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? And we see Jesus coming, dying for the sin of man, the sin that happened in Genesis 3. Isn't it? And we are now waiting for the consummation of all things. Glory be to God. Okay? God loves us. God loves who? God loves us. Okay? That's why he sent his only begotten son to die for us, that we may be restored unto him, that also creation may be restored unto him. Okay? God does not wish anyone to go to hell. Hallelujah. Amen? Even your enemy. Okay, enemy, where is thy God? You also see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Someone stole your wife, someone stole your husband, you know, eh? God loves them, man. Okay? Not that he loves what they did or what they are doing. Okay, anyway. God didn't love it, but he loves them. So he doesn't, the Bible says, God does not delight in the death of the wicked. Hallelujah. Okay? Having said that, there's a point that some humans will come to, okay, and they are beyond repentance. Okay, they are beyond repentance. Okay? But it is not God who brought them to that point. The point of beyond repentance, where they can't come back to him. Okay? You remember, I think the example Hebrews gives concerning that is, you remember Esau? Some people will call him Esau. Okay? The Bazungu who we have what? Or copied. They call him Esau. But you see, the pronunciation of those names, it is exactly how we pronounce words in Luganda. Okay? It is Bazungos who, you know, now like there's a name. There's a name. What is your cousin's name, Eden, that boy? Micah. The right pronunciation is Mika. Okay? That's the right one. Now, it's not a big deal whether you say Mika or Mika, but the point is, if someone says Mika, don't laugh at them that they don't know how to pronounce a name. Actually, the real pronunciation is Mika. Okay? Now it is the Bazungus who say Mika. Okay? Then because we want to be like Bazungus, okay, we say Mika. Glory be to God. And many other names are like that. Glory be to God. Yesterday I was somewhere. Was it yesterday or the other day? I think it was yesterday or the other day. And then someone was telling me that when you join the UN, okay, when you join the UN and you're in office and anyway, your colleagues will ask you, where are you from? Then you say, Uganda. Then they're like, hey, you know Rwanda? You say, yes. Then they'll ask you, what is the capital city of Rwanda? So, what's the capital city of Rwanda?
Kigali.
And then they will laugh at you. Yeah? Because for them, they as well say, Kigali. Kigali. So apparently, it's a common joke in those international organizations. They laugh at Ugandans for calling Kigali, Kigali. Okay? But now, it is us who have the right word. Pronunciation, it is Kigali. I say, Kigali. Okay? Because there's a K, so they don't understand why you put yes, a Y or a C-H-I. To them, it's a K. Key, eh? The key of the car. Key, not chi. Glory be to God. So you understand? Hallelujah. But that's beside the point. What was I talking about? Yes, Esau, okay? Esau, not Esau. There's no O there. There's okay? So you remember, he despised his birthright. Despised it. And Jacob took the blessing, isn't it? And then Esau came crying. Okay, it's like, but the father said, there's nothing I can do for you. It's what? It's gone. It's gone. When you read Hebrews, after they've given an example, or rather after they have talked about beyond repentance, okay, Paul, who I believe wrote that book, gives that story as an illustration of how someone can lose something and it is beyond recovery. Okay, lose salvation and cannot get back in the fold. Hallelujah. Okay? And I believe there are humans, right? I even don't want to call them preachers. Okay? Because they are not preachers of God. They are just masqueraders. In this city, who are in that state? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And it is sad. Hallelujah. It is what? It is sad. And it should be a warning for all of us. Glory be to God. Not to take God for granted. Hallelujah. You can, and you see, you begin slowly, you're playing around with God, isn't it? Because Pastor Moses said that God loves us. God is a father, okay? So you behave with God, because you remember when I always, like there's someone I know, one time years ago I visited them, and this child was very young, okay? Very young, like 5 or 6, okay? Then the child would be disturbing the father, okay? Then the father would say, let me say like Esther. Esther will beat you. Esther will beat you. Then the child would laugh and run away. Then he comes back and messes up the dad. Esther will beat you. I'll beat you, Esther. So the child got into the thing that daddy is just what? Okay, now so you grew up with that, okay? Because you see, anyway, you grew up with that thing. Then they tell you God is your father. Then you begin to treat him that way. Okay? He sends you his word. You read his word. He tells you, don't do this. Don't do this. You mess yourself up, or I'll cane you. I'll discipline you. Eh? Then you, no. Because my dad never used to do anything to me. But one of the saddest things I have had this year was a wedding I went to last month, okay? And the bride, okay, in her speech, when she was talking about the father who was present, she said that, my daddy has never beaten me. Then she smiled and looked at the dad. My dad has never beaten me. Then he said that the only time the dad beat her, okay, he got a, it's not a castig, but a straw. You know, that straw, those straws we use for brooms? Eh? Got out one. Then, and now she's saying it proudly. Daddy has never beaten me. And I was like, now there lies a problem. And for her, she thinks it's a cool thing. Yeah? She thinks it's a cool thing. That's why she's even saying it in public. Those things of, my dad only beat me once. You see, that's how you are what you are. Okay? That's why you go ahead, break laws, because you are never disciplined. You see, eh? That's why now, like that chick, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if I hear one time that man, the house is on fire. Okay, she's whatevering the husband. The husband says, no, don't do this. No, you know, eh? And because she's like, my dad never beat me. Who are you? Who are you? Okay, my dad would tell me, do this. I wouldn't do it and wouldn't do anything. So now you, we're even the same age. You're telling me do this. I won't do it. And you're not supposed to what? As in, don't. So you see the problem. So if you're here and your dad never what? Please don't say those things. What? Don't tell people. People will just say, hey, what? But in their hearts, they'll be like, you know, they will go slow on you, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, yeah, glory be to God. I've said many things, many what? For someone's today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, one of the rewards I'll get in heaven is when Eden was younger, I spanked her. Glory be to God. Okay, Abigail, I spanked her. Hallelujah. Yes, and yeah. But it's never fun when you're spanking a child that you love, isn't it? But you need to do it. Otherwise, they will mess themselves up in future, and it will be you to blame. Hallelujah. It will be you to what? To blame. Okay? You see all these kids, like in the U.S., who are burning buildings and burning cars, yeah? Yes, it's because of that doctrine, the teaching that was begun in the Western world of non-spanking kids. Okay? You don't... And it is being brought. These mujimbas, not really. I'm joking, okay? But the means of education, okay? UNICEF, because UNICEF gives you money and you should do what? You see, this is the thing about money. Okay, money in the hands of bad people, it is used as a controlling tool. Okay? So now there's that thing they have invented, even this what about no beating children. Okay? And we think it's a cool thing. Hallelujah. But it will catch up with this country. Glory be to God. That rubbish of what? Of, it's called what corner? Naughty corner. We say it and we feel, man, we're educated. Naughty corner. Now, Okogela, if back in the old day, that term wasn't there. Naughty corner. Okogela, you also feel like educated, man. Eh? You have ever been on a plane? Naughty corner, what? Okay? There are things which are known for naughty corner. They are for spanking. Glory be to God. Naughty corner and you do your hands like this. Eh? With an accent. Hallelujah. But you're messing up your kids. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? The Bible, spanking is in the scriptures. It is where? In the scriptures. Hallelujah. Olive, say amen. I have nothing against you. I'm just saying that. Say what? Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. These international schools of yours, where they're against spanking, they call you in a meeting to tell you not to spank your children. You're just wasting your money in those good schools. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're raising a thug. Amen? Anyway, but God loves you. Glory be to God. God loves you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, it says that, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." Amen. God says that, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." Glory be to God. Okay? God says, "I have loved you." You see, this thing of knowing that God loves you, okay? It will take you through a lot of things which people who don't know that revelation, you know, they get messed up. Hallelujah. In this world, you go through things. You go through trouble. You go through tribulation. You go through tough times. And the only thing that will enable you to sail through those tough times will be the knowledge that God loves you. Yeah? Knowing that even when you are in those tough times, God's eyes are upon you. He's watching over you. Glory be to God. All right? And one of the things that the love of God will do for you is that you will not be easily manipulated. Now, like that example I've given of money. Okay? Someone gives you money to manipulate you into what? But when you know that God loves you, you'll be like, even without the money, it's still all right. Hallelujah. Yeah, let the money be taken away or not be given to me. Okay? God still loves me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? Money is a controlling tool. Hallelujah. In the hands of what? Of a manipulator. Hallelujah. So, but when you know that God loves me, God loves me. In fact, I believe, well, maybe I don't believe, but I think and I believe that God would want you to think that all his love is only upon you. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Years ago, I had that revelation, but to be sincere, I kind of backslid in that, what? knowledge that God loves me. Okay, years ago, like, man, I would be walking, like, on the streets, and no one knew what was in my heart. I was walking like, man, I'm the best thing that ever happened. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. But it wasn't springing from which tribe I am, who is my father, where, who do I know? It was just that, man, the creator of heaven and earth is my father. And not just my father, but he loves me. Glory be to God. I remember back in the day I was working with Bridget. Then our white bosses were there. Anyway, we're in a meeting. And then I said that, there's something I said to the effect that God will all, like, years to come, when I get kids, God will be like, man, those are Moses' children. My son, Moses. You understand? Like, God loves me so much, and he will be like everything that concerns that guy. Hallelujah. They are precious to me. Not because of them, but because of glory be to God. The love of God. Hallelujah. And so God says that, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." Okay? I think my father, to a degree, before he passed on, I think he was like God, in a sense, okay? To a degree, okay? First of all, I haven't said that he was God, okay? Yes, he was like, you know, at growing up, like even when I was, even I think until when he passed away, I really thought, okay, and to this day I believe I thought right. Okay? When I remember this and this and this, you know, that my dad would love me more than he loved all my other siblings. Okay? I'm telling you. All right? But now, when I hear sometimes what my other what? Siblings are saying, you know, eh? But I'm like, wow! Because of this and this and this, what he told me, you know, eh? I was like, number one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I think God wants us to also be in that one. Hey, when I'm here, I'm preaching, and then I'm telling you how God loves me. You should be there being sorry for me. Like when I'm saying God loves me most, you should be there saying, Kale, the only advantage you have is the mic. But if we would get that mic and we would tell you, you would sit down. Hallelujah. Okay, God would want us to believe that man, like we are the best thing that ever happened to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when you get in that state, okay, man, you go through things and people wonder how you're acting like you're drinking water. Like it's not, you know, eh? Ideally, you should be contemplating suicide. Ideally, you should be planning to leave the country. Okay, you should be planning to, anyway, but glory be to God. But because you are like, what? God's eyes are upon me. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God has loved you with an ever. I remember years ago, I think I was like 2 years born again. Anyway, when I got born again when I was at the university, and immediately I called fire for God. Okay, fire for God. And so I would go at night, that place called MTR, at Makere. It's between St. Francis and the main hall. Eh? Is that so? Yes. There's some green there, okay? So we'd go there to pray. And so I'd go there to pray, okay? I wouldn't, sometimes I would be there alone, man, praying. Then I would be like, I'm going to pray for 2 hours. And I was still here. I'm not leaving here. 2 hours. So I'll go. Usually I'll go there. Okay. I'll start to pray when the bell sounds. Okay? Because there was that bell. Okay? Then I'll know. Now it's 8. So I'll be like, I'm stopping when the 3rd bell, okay, sounds. So I'll start. I remember one day, I begin to pray, okay? I begin to pray, you know, in tongues. I begin to pray. I'm like, 2 hours. Then immediately, I begin to pray, okay? I heard the voice of God in my heart saying, as far as the east is from the west, so great is my love for you. Glory be to God. You know, man, you're there, man. In fact, I was alone. Alone. I'm going to pray. Umba unakasamu jia. Number one. Then I heard the voice of God in my heart saying that as far as the east is from the west, so great is my love for you. Now you can imagine how I went through those 2 hours, man. Okay? You can imagine what happened when I went back to my room. You know, eh? In the morning, going to medical school, man, you just feel on top of the world. You are like, Caleb, I know. You're not, you're looking at your friends like, man, they're from which one? Planet. They're like, they don't know how much God loves me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves you. Never forget that. Hallelujah. Okay? Never forget that. Okay? That God loves you. Okay? He's a father, okay? But most importantly, he's a father who dearly loves you. Glory be to God. Now, because God loves us, okay, we should reciprocate that love. Isn't it? Okay, 1 John 4:19 says that we love because he first loved us. Isn't it? Hallelujah. If you know that God loves you, okay, you will reciprocate that love. And God expects that from us. Hallelujah. God expects that from us. Amen? John says that we love him. We love God because he first loved us. Okay? And in chapter 5, okay, John continues and says that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Glory be to God. Okay, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. So we reciprocate the great love that God has for us, okay, by obeying him. Matthew, isn't that so? Okay, by keeping his commandments. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, this word keeping, in the English language, it doesn't mean a lot. Okay, like you can, anyway, it just means keep, okay? But actually, in the real Hebrew, it means to guard. Okay? It means to guard. Okay? So you guard something that you consider precious. Okay? You guard it. And that's what it means by what? Keeping. So that means you don't take the commandments of God lightly. Okay? You don't take the commandments of God what? Lightly. Now, by the commandments, I mean both the written commandments and other instructions that the Lord gives us, okay? Oftentimes, okay? Like God saying that, I want you to, now, like me, for example, okay? God gives me a commandment that if you joyfully obey, the Lord, you know, you see, now, I can't take that lightly, okay? If you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, okay? I can't take that lightly, okay? Number one, because I love God. I love him who first loved me. Number two, he attached a consequence to it, okay? He attached a benefit to it, okay? So I'll be a fool not to guard that instruction. Okay? Number one, I'll be showing that I take it lightly. In that sense, I don't really love God. Okay? Number two, I'll be messing up myself. Because God said that if you do that, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay? And over the years, I've seen the benefits of it. Glory be to God. Eden and Abigail and other things. Glory be to God. So we love God by taking his word seriously. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And this generation of the naughty corner needs to understand that. Needs to be taught that. Because they're like, I won't be, and they'll just tell me to be in the naughty corner for 5 minutes. Then I'll be in the naughty corner after 5 minutes. I'll get out and do the same thing. Okay? Like you tell a boy, sit in the naughty corner, that's not a big deal. He's like, I'll sit there then what? You know, I'll do the same thing, then tomorrow I'll go back in the same course. Like, okay? So, no consequence. Hallelujah. But, yes, there are, very often there are consequences, good and bad, to what God, what? We tell good if we do, what bad if we do, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. So, God loves us. God does what? Loves us. And because he loves us, and because he loved us, we should reciprocate that love. And we do that primarily by taking his commandments seriously. Taking his instructions seriously. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There's an instruction which Joan talked about last Sunday, which God gave me back in the day, many years ago, and I disobeyed it, and man, the consequences weren't funny. Hallelujah. Okay? So, yeah, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Naughty corner kids. Okay? You should be clapping for me now. I found out you're there. You're giving a speech, serious, the speech, like maybe the most important day of your life, wedding day. And you start to talk nonsense. Nonsense that my father never spanked me. And this person is born again. So that means that they should know better that my father did a wrong thing, isn't it? So they should man be hiding that info. This info for hiding. Or if it is not for hiding, you say it, but in a way that was wrong. Isn't it? So now, imagine that chick, they're going to get kids, okay? Okay, soon, okay? So imagine she finds the husband spanking a child. She will never spank. No. Like, you see, eh? So she would, I'm sure she would want, anyway, you understand what I'm saying. Glory be to God. Amen? So we reciprocate that love, isn't it? Hallelujah. In 2019, Joanne had a dream. I've said this dream 1,000 times here, but I don't think I've said it this year. Okay? In that dream, Joanne found herself in a church. Okay? In there was a preacher called Rick Joyner, who was praying and didn't want to be distracted. Okay? Now, Joanne, when she saw Rick Joyner, she was like, aha, I need to ask Rick Joyner, okay, to explain to me how I can love the Lord with all my heart. After she had waited for long and realized that Rick Joyner was not about to finish praying, Joanne tapped his shoulder. Okay? Then Rick Joyner immediately got up. Okay? We got up and basically to respond to Joanne. Okay? Then he immediately asked her that, Joanne, do you want to know how to love the Lord with all your heart? She replied that, yes. Then while holding a Bible in his hands, Rick Joyner told her that, just do what this Bible says and you will have loved the Lord with all your heart. Glory be to God. Okay? Most of us think that loving God means singing him sweet sounding songs. Okay? Worship song which is sweet. And that's okay. That's why we do it here. All right? Yeah, but it is primarily by obeying his commandments. You understand? You can't be deliberately, intentionally disobeying God. You are into adultery, fornication, you're stealing. You're the most corrupt thing that Uganda has ever known. Okay? Then you come to LAT on Sunday and you what? Okay? The Bible says that the sacrifices of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Glory be to God. One of these days I want to become a bishop, like in Church of Uganda or the Catholic Church. Bishop Moses Musenguzi of Namirembe Diocese. Okay? By the way, if your name is not Muanga, you can never become the bishop of what? Namirembe Diocese. I hope you know that. So let your asking big change to something else. Okay? If you're Musenguzi, pray to become the bishop of what? Urenzori Diocese or Kanyungu somewhere. But Musenguzi, Namirembe. Okay? That is why the Archbishop of the Church of Uganda doesn't sit at what? Namirembe. They sit at All Saints. So that in the event that Uganda, or the House of Bishops, chooses a bishop who's called Okoth, okay, or Luwum, Janan Luwum, they won't be at what? Because that's the Kabaka as what? Anyway, there's that politics there, okay? So I don't know how God Bambi, what? Usakam vets that what? Politics. Glory be to God, okay? My uncle, who is a Muganda, was telling me that, Kubanga, can you say you? Telina tafari yaji. But we live in this country, I know how things operate. And by the way, it is an international thing. Glory be to God. These things, it's in human nature, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But anyway, I'm telling you, Joanne had a dream, and she was told that if you want to really love God with all your heart, just open your Bible. As in, don't complicate things. Okay, don't what? Don't complicate things by a naughty corner. Hallelujah. Go, just do what the Bible has told you to do. Glory be to God. These things of Musomienyo, what engineering? Aeronautic engineering, software engineering, architects, Mula kati bine bintu byangu, Hallelujah. But just do this. Just do what? What God has told you to do in the scriptures, and there are things which he tells you that are not in the what? The scriptures, but they don't contradict the scriptures. Hallelujah. Okay? Don't leave your wife. Then you say, I'm obeying God. God told me to. No. That will contradict the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Don't leave your husband. Say, oh, well, God. No. If you have an issue, you can just separate for a time. Okay? As the battles of this world help you to what? Okwe sorting. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Young people, I hope you're listening to this. Okay? Umafio. Okay? You want to love God with all your heart? Go and ask Joanne. Auntie, what? Joanne. She will just ask you for your Bible. Okay? Then she'll hand it back to you and tell you just do what is in what? So that also means that you should read your Bibles. Isn't it? You should read your Bibles. This goes for children and us. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. Mrs. Christine Mujimba, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's give a big hand clap for her daughter, Grace Joy, for helping the mother to read her Bible. Clap for her. Yeah. What I'm saying here, it is not families, their family secrets I'm bringing here. She's the one who would come up here saying that what? She was failing to whatever, Leviticus, and the daughter was on her case. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Read your Bibles every day. Okay? Hallelujah. The times when you might not read, listen, you know, eh? Okay? Make it a habit to read the Holy Scriptures. The Bible says that the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Isn't it? Hallelujah. So read them. Okay? Even when they are so simple. There's no cos, those things, cos theta. Eh? You remember those things? Cos theta. There was cos theta and what? Hey, yeah, man. Eh? Hallelujah. Now, those things were hard, isn't it? Those things were hard, isn't it? Hmm? So you studied them in senior what? Like senior three, senior two? Mm-hmm. Now that you said they were hard, you are the people who would go to senior ones. Then you tell them, those cos theta words. That's why I'm saying that is because, remember when you were in senior one, senior two, okay, you'd find guys in senior three, senior four. Then they tell you, man, there was this thing, moles, you remember moles? Just still, moles, in chemistry. Moles and what? Anything. how to measure the concentration, the number of moles and those things. Eh? Do you remember them? Yeah? Over more naughty corner. And there's some man who senior threes will tell you, man, you guys, eh? Senior threes, eh? What's happening? For natural agriculture, I'm a senior. Before you dropped chemistry, you had to first one study them. So, yeah, so senior say, man, you guys, moles, you're going to suffer when you get senior three. Why you fear? So anyway, we go to senior three. We get there. Okay, I get there. The teacher starts to teach us moles. And I'm like, is this what they're saying was hard? I waited for the hard thing to come. Because in my opinion, it was essentially math. Just do two, divide, multiply, finished. So then I remember how guys had made us fear 2 years ago. Okay? The same thing, I think, when P5, then P7, K, I tell you, man, you know, and so, what is about senior ones? For nothing. Some of them, for nothing. Glory be to God. Amen? But where was I to come to that? You see, you listen to this story and you forget the Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation. Yes, Socrates, yes, you've gone through moles and cost whatever, those things. Okay, Kati, when you read the Bible, you are like, these things are so simple. They're like, these are for what? Children's class, therefore, you see, now you're trying to be wiser than God. Hallelujah. Okay? The wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, still had to what? To read it every day. Remember? There was a commandment that every king, okay, who comes to the throne, should write the Bible himself, his own Bible. You call it a copy. You understand? Eh? And in those days, by the way, you remember, there was no Paul. Eh? Matthew hadn't yet been born. Even Jeremiah hadn't yet been born. He hadn't yet been conceived in his mother's womb. He hadn't yet been ordained to be a priest. Anyway. So, the Bible, but back in the day, man, Don't you wish you lived back in the day? Eh? Joshua hadn't yet, the book of Joshua hadn't yet been written. So it means it wasn't part of what? The Hebrew scriptures. So let's say it was just the five books of Moses. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The so-called Torah. So do you see this big Bible? Huh? This big Bible. Okay? All you needed, man, to what? Was this man. Glory be to God. So don't you wish you had been born back in the day? No. Eh?
I wish I had AI.
You wish you had AI? Hallelujah. By the way, there's a saying I read back in the day that if your Bible is torn, then your life is not torn apart. Glory be to God. Now, this is not to tell you that Katimugende, go and tear your Bible so that you can show, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Bruce, your wife is doing well. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anyway, let me not add to that. Amen. Anyway, so let us reciprocate that love. Glory be to God. Let us be like Solomon. Hmm? By the way, now this is for all of us. Okay? Okay, how many of you know Solomon in the Bible? If you know him, put up your hand. Okay? Do you know that Solomon had another name? I haven't told you to say the name, but do you know that he had another name? Do you know or you don't know? Ukuku, you know? Okay? You see, when you remember Solomon's mother was Bathsheba, Bambi, eh? The relationship was, it had issues. Like it didn't start well. Remember, Bathsheba was someone's wife. Solomon killed, rather David killed her. Okay, we did what? We killed her then. Eh? Killed her. David. Oh yeah, you're right. Hallelujah. So David killed him. Okay? Then, but one of the reasons why he killed him is because she had conceived, isn't it? So she conceived someone, anyway, then she gives birth. Okay? And I think you know the story. Okay? I hope you know, if you read the scriptures, that child died. Okay? Now, but the relationship, now, anyway, so this lady, Bathsheba, becomes an official wife. Hmm? Then there's a scripture I want to read, but I don't know. Anyway, so she conceived again. All right, in a nutshell, she conceived again, and she gave birth to another child, and that child was called Solomon. Now the Bible says that the Lord loved that child, isn't it? And he sent a prophet, okay, to give that child. And you remember, David named that child Solomon. Okay, then the Lord, because the Lord loved him, he sent a prophet to give the child another name. And that name is Jedidiah, which basically means loved by God. Glory be to God. This you find in Samuel, Second Kings and Second Samuel chapter 12. You don't have to go there. All right? But you should do that homework. I know glory will do it. Okay, Samuel, you find it. And so Jedidiah, meaning the Lord like loved him. Okay? Okay? Now, in my opinion, Solomon, when he grew up, he reciprocated that love that the Lord had for him. That's why in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, it says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, Solomon did what? Loved the Lord. Amen? Okay, in my opinion, he reciprocated the love that God the Father showed him. Okay? Of course, he grew up and they told him, you know, when you are born, okay, when you are born, God sent a prophet and said he should be called Jedidiah because I love him. Hallelujah. So the child grew up with that thing that I'm loved by God. And in my opinion, Solomon reciprocated that love by loving God. Okay? And how did he love God? He loved God by walking in the statutes of his father. Basically, in the commandments of David, which were the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Just as John, who told us that this is the love of God that we obey, we keep, we guard, we take seriously his commandments. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Solomon reciprocated that love. Amen? So even us, if we get to know that God loves us, okay, single ladies, you get to know that God loves you, okay, you won't have anything to do with a Muslim guy. Hallelujah. You know, a Muslim, anyway, yeah, because you're like, no, God loves me. God has something better for me. Hallelujah. Amen? You won't opt for some rich young man who's a thief. Hallelujah. A thief. 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 Hallelujah. You won't opt for that because, what? Buy me which car, then we every what? Christmas shall be going for a trip to Dubai. You know those things, you know, when you think about it, every generation, like they say in Uruganda, Buli Omulembe, no guavio. Every generation has its issues. Now this generation now, man, very expensive generation. Things are for, back in the day, Christmas was going for a village. Okay, now it is for what? You have to cross the border. But do you know that now it's called what? Maybe I shouldn't say this because some young girls are going to say now a guy wants to what? Marry me, he should do this. But even if I don't say it, it's coming. Glory be to God. Because they already know what they'll find out. Engagement now, it is, you have to fly out of the country. You have to fly out. And in 10 years, it might be, because now most of them just go Mombasa, they go to some island. Again, an island outside the country. Say, they just say what? Say, it's a new G. Okay? Katie, you see now? A young man who can afford that, most probably, the source of the money is what? Questionable. But you see, you're like, and chicks love that scripture. Okay? Don't judge. Don't judge. What? Don't judge. The Bible says don't judge. Okay? Most of them, that's the only scripture they know. Don't judge. God said, don't judge. Who are you to judge? People's relationship with God is personal. You see, now, anyway, yeah. Okay, and you see, when you go out there across the borders, you find that, like, it is still the same life. Like, people are the same. The way they think. You understand? Okay, the people there are also thieves like Ugandans. You know, you realize that their food is not even as good as ours, which you left here. Okay? But having said that, it's good to travel, but it is not the essence of life. It shouldn't become like, if it's not there, then man, there's no life. You understand? Jesus said that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. Okay? That's what you see. It doesn't. Hallelujah. Not that God didn't want to give you things. That's why you should ask big. But it doesn't consist in the abundance of things. What? Okay? You realize that, especially that ill-gained wealth. Those people are not really satisfied in their hearts. They are not. What you see is just a show. What you see is just designer clothes. Okay, but designer whatever doesn't depict what is in the heart. You understand? So, yes, you believe God for something better. Okay, than marrying a thief. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us reciprocate that love. Okay? Mark chapter 12, verse 28. There is a certain man who came to Jesus. And in verse 29, in verse 28, this man asked Jesus that, which is the first commandment of all? Then in verse 29, Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. This is the first commandment. Okay? Matthew or whoever said that this is the greatest commandment. The greatest of them all is to love God. Hallelujah. Loving God by taking seriously what he tells us to do. That is the greatest commandment. Hallelujah. When you do that, you'll be reciprocating the great love that God has for you. When you do that, you'll be following, or you'll be in the footsteps of Solomon, who was loved by the Lord. Okay? And the Lord even sent a prophet, to name him that name. Okay? And Solomon grew up loving the Lord. Though, as we all know, at a certain point, he stopped loving the Lord. Okay? But evil women messed him up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Evil women messed him up. Yeah? Evil, beautiful women, or beautiful, evil women. They messed him up. Okay? That's why you young men, you should be careful who you marry. You should be careful which girls you marry. Okay? As far as your relationship with God is concerned. Hallelujah. And don't just go by that tag that she's a Christian. Then I said, those who tags, man, you have to investigate them. Okay? Many are in Balokole churches, are in All Saints, but They're just there, but God is far away from them. Okay? Sometimes you can tell the way they dress when they're going to church. Sometimes, like, and somehow it's easy to recognize them. If you're, what? Like, it takes you 1 minute to recognize them. Glory be to God. Okay? So, young Balo, never what? Don't fall for what? You might end up in a shrine. Because that's where, what? Solomon ended up in, actually not a shrine. He ended up in shrines. Shrines. He had many and they all had their gods. So never kolachi, never mutwala. Like I don't know how it happened, but I guess it was in the name of man. Let me keep my family, what? Like Sagara Butaban, let me just do what the woman wants. For peace. Hallelujah. Girl, you know, you do things for peace's sake. But you know they are wrong, peace's sake. You there, the guy ended up in a shrine, and a man, the demons grabbed him. Hallelujah. That's why, now for me, who has been in Kampala for the last 10 years in this Christian, I'm very, I'm only going to go to, I only go to even a Pentecostal church when I have inquired of the Lord, man. You see, because we have these labels, what center, you know what, tabernacle. Most of you know this thing. But when man, the powers behind the what? You see. So that's why, yeah, now, like me, I'm not saying you should, no, but you should do the same. Always inquire of the Lord. Before you know, because you don't know what you know, what can jump on you there and it ties on you, man. You know, ties on you. Then it messes you up, you know, like praise. You remember? You said your mother, before she passed away, she used to go to a church affair to Kakande or to Kakande. But she knew it. Okay. But there's one which you knew. Anyway, so one time the Lord appears to her in a dream and tells her to leave, isn't it? And tells her that is affair to Kakande, isn't it? Then she left. You see? Loving God. She obeyed God when she got to know the truth. Then she went to another church, isn't it? Then she went to another church, and then she had a dream. Your mother, the mother had a dream. Don't tell me because I know it. Okay? This is what I tell my whatever. We teach us on phone. My Rutoro, what? We teach us on phone. I'm like, there's this word, don't say it. Ah, then I say that I feel happy. Glory be to God. Because usually they want to give you the answer. So wait. Oh, yeah, it's worry, as in, anyway. So, yes, your mother in there, when she joined the second church, Jesus appeared to her in a dream. And Jesus told her that, that's what I was saying. Jesus was like, didn't I tell you to choose between me and who? But you see the church where she went, Kakande wasn't there. Kakande Ariwano could be. Okay? But the church was affiliated, but maybe in what? Secret. If we just go, they can't say, that's why for me now, I'm like, especially, you see, sometimes, always, I guess, the more knowledge you have, the more accountable you are. And God will deal with you like that. Okay? Now, me, who has been in this Kampala for the last 10 years, and given what I know, about how this soul, you know, I can't just behave like who now, like maybe like just going to places. I can need to go, what? Go, okay, you go. But me, who God is like, you should know better. I can't just, you know, because it's like, you, Moses, you should know better. You can't just take such a thing lightly. All right? Yes. Then you end up there, you don't know that behind the scenes, okay? Now, like, you tell people that behind the scenes, okay, this Urubega, the Fenoga, is with Kakand. They even dream, but they say, wow. One of the things is that, like single chicks, yeah? The sample size there is very wide. Then there's that thing of networking. Why, you know, because stuff now has just become everything. There must be a financial gain. And when I'm networking, what do you need? You know, someone wants a job to supply sand, to supply artificial grass. Namboli, Gamaya. Bala lili dawa, ntinda, naja, network. You know, with such things, anyway, glory be to God. I've said many things, and I should close. But the point is, okay, the Lord loves you so much. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you how? So much. Okay, as far as the east is from the west, I'm told that you can't measure the distance from the east to the west. Isn't that so? I'm told that you can't, no one can, what? Hey, Grace Joy, isn't that so? You're the one who knows everything. Hallelujah. Okay, so God loves you beyond as far as the east is from the west. And Vambi, he wants you for your own good to reciprocate that love by obeying him according to what is written, and obey him in what he tells you to do for him. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.